Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 55 and I am Jessica, a native French teacher, and I love teaching French and helping you improve with French. If you are new to this podcast, welcome, and you can find a little bit more about me and about this podcast in episode 0 of French Your Way podcast, so go check it out. In this episode, I wanted to talk about some vocabulary about the family and more particularly about the in-laws. How do you say father-in-law, son-in-law? It may seem like basic vocabulary, but there may be new things for you even at a more advanced level. So keep listening. And the first thing to know about the in-laws is that they are your beautiful or handsome family. They may not be, but this is how we would say. For example, the father-in-law would be a little bit like the beautiful father. It's le beau-père, le beau-père. Here, what is very important is we're not saying the beautiful father. We are using a compound noun to make it the father-in-law. So it's very important that you put an hyphen between beau and père. It's the same as with another word that you may know, petit-fils. You know, if you write it as two separate words, petit means small and fils is son. So le petit-fils is the small son. Why not? But if you write it as a compound noun, so with a hyphen between petit and fils, le petit-fils becomes the grandson. You're just going to do the same with your in-law. So le beau-père with an hyphen. Le beau-père is also the stepfather. So I will draw parallels sometimes for your stepfamily. If you have one, it's actually the same word. So how would you say the mother-in-law? A little bit like the beautiful mother, except you put it with an hyphen. So la belle-mère as a compound noun. Notice that we go from beau père to belle-mère. It is because beau, belle, the adjective, agrees with the noun. So masculine form for male members of the family, and the feminine form for female members. The parents-in-law, what is it and how would you spell it? So les beaux-parents, so plural, les beau, B-A-U-X, because the adjective needs to agree with the noun, which is parent, which is masculine plural, B-A-U-X, hyphen, parent, with an S, les beaux parents. So don't forget the agreement between the adjective and the noun. Quite easy, so I'm going to go quickly over them. How would you say the brother-in-law? So brother is frère, so le beau-frère, the beautiful brother, but with an hyphen. So the brother-in-law, le beau-frère. And the sister-in-law, sister is la sœur. We are referring to a female relative, so feminine. La belle hyphen sœur, la belle-sœur. Now the daughter-in-law, which is also the stepdaughter, is la belle-fille. La belle-fille as a compound noun, again with the hyphen. For example, I'm happy to have a beautiful daughter-in-law. Je suis contente d'avoir une belle for beautiful, and then belle-fille, compound noun. Je suis contente d'avoir une belle belle-fille. I'm happy to have a beautiful daughter-in-law. I hope that's what my in-laws think about me. But, so, something you may not know is that there is another word for daughter-in-law, which is less commonly used, but you may find in crosswords or in literature. It's la bru. And it just sounds ugly, I think, right? La bru, and it's a feminine noun because it refers to a female person. But it is written B-R-U, without even an E at the end. So, la bru and la belle-fille is the same person. There is another family member for which the system works differently, is the son-in-law. The son-in-law, we will actually not say le beau-fils. If he is the stepson, it works, because for the step family, it's just very straightforward. But there is a specific word for son-in-law, and it's le gendre. A little bit like the gender, le gendre. G-E-N-D-R-E. If you want to refer to your in-laws in general, so the in-laws is just all the beautiful family, so all the family, but that is not related to me with blood, but just with marriage. It's la belle famille with an hyphen, la belle famille. If you are referring to someone who is not directly related to you by blood, you can also use par alliance, like by alliance. And alliance here is a synonym of marriage. For example, if you want to say that she, a person, is your uncle, but it's actually married your mom's or your dad's sister, so it's your uncle but without any blood link, you will say c'est mon oncle par alliance. You can also use it with the with your in-laws. For example, mon beau-frère par alliance will be married to the one who actually is your sister-in-law. So I have a little suggestion of an exercise for you. What you can do is draw your family tree as big as possible and try to name each relative, so blood related or in-law or by marriage, compared to you. So that's a good exercise to get your vocab going and to be able to talk about yourself and your own family. And if you like this podcast, I would love it if you shared it with your friends, other friends learning French, either on Facebook, on Twitter, or even just sending a link to them by email. That would be very much appreciated. And I know that you have started doing it. I received an email that I have a fan club in Maryland, USA. So hi to you if you recognize yourself. I thought it was really funny, and I really appreciate when you pass the word like that. So thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.